open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
All right, it's Football Friday. It's also a Motown Friday, and we are happy to be with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a beautiful day. Wow, unbelievably gorgeous day in Northeast Ohio, and I guess throughout most of the Northeast for sure. Good show for you tonight because Bill Polian is going to be with us. He is the former NFL executive, general manager, president of the Indianapolis Colts. This is the guy who drafted Peyton Manning. The former general manager of the Buffalo Bills. This is the guy who drafted Bruce Smith and got Jim Kelly signed from the United States Football League and was part of Thurman Thomas coming aboard there, drafted him. Hall of Famers all. And, oh, yeah, hired a Hall of Fame coach named Marv Levy. So this guy's got some credentials, Bill Polian does, and also built the Carolina Panthers into a conference championship contending team when he was there with a guy named Kerry Collins as their quarterback. He has been on the competition committee of the league, six-time NFL Executive of the Year. Here's a fun fact about Bill Polian. The NFL Executive of the Year award is named after George Young. He is the late, great GM of the New York Giants, right? So they call it the George Young NFL Executive of the Year award. Sporting News gives it out. It's voting by the peers of the fellow executives throughout the league. George Young won it 5 times, so they named the award after him. After the 5th time, and he passed. Polian has won it 6 times. Just for the record, he's won it 1 more time than the guy it's named after. So we'll be eager to hear what he has to say about the Browns and what he has to say. One area I really want to get into with a guy like Bill, there's so many places you can go with him, but just about this time of year, what an awkward time of year it is because players are out and about, and unfortunately bad things happen, as we saw or are seeing with the Aaron Hernandez story in New England. That downtime between the end of off-season workouts and the start of training camp can put players in, or they can put themselves in the way of trouble. And they find it. It will find them. They find it. Usually I say, when they say, well, trouble will find you, usually if a player is inclined to find trouble, he'll find it. And he'll find it at any time. But these idle times are the worst. And I think just my experience being around GMs and coaches of teams, owners of teams, that they hate this time of year. They really fret about this time of year because it's the old idle hands thing, right? You're going to hear from one of the Browns, Brian Hoyer. He has not been idle. The quarterback that the Browns acquired and added to their quarterback depth chart, the Cleveland native, Michigan State guy, who comes aboard with some experience and this will show because Jameer Howardson from our staff sits down with him and talks with him about just the big picture of this quarterback situation on the Browns, what he's a part of, what he hopes to bring to this, his dream, really, of getting to play for his hometown team, the team he rooted for as a kid. And he understands what being a Browns fan is. He gets that. So kind of a cool dynamic there to hear what a kid who grew up a Browns fan and now gets to wear a Browns uniform and goes into camp as one of the 3 quarterbacks on the team, along with Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, and the 3 of them will be competing. I don't know that Hoyer's competing for a starting job, but I do think he's fighting to be a backup, realistically. Realistically, I think that's what the deal is for both Hoyer and Campbell, and I think it's Brandon Whedon to show, unless he can't show it, I think I'm inclined to think he will show it, that he's the best guy to at least begin the season as the starting quarterback. But we want to hear what Brian Hoyer has to say. And we always want to and do hear from you, our listeners. This is from Carmanic84 from Twitter. He says, why aren't we getting T. Rich a fullback? Vonnegut opening holes for Trent is a no-brainer. Vonta Leach, yeah, I mean, he's been out there in the open market. I thought, The Dolphins were making a pretty good run at him. And it's not that the Browns don't want that kind of fullback. It's not that he wouldn't have a welcome place in Rob Chudzinski's offense. Rob has dealt with big fullbacks before, big power backs, power blocking fullbacks. But I think it's all about the cost. I think it's just what Vonta Leach wants in as an open market fullback, and it's from the Browns budgeting, and this is a team that has spent a lot in free agency, they just don't agree with his value right now, is what I understand the case to be, is that they just don't see his value the way he sees his value. And that's almost always the hang up on these deals. AT Frizee from Twitter. Now, this is in response to my column. I did a top five Browns underrated players, contributed that to NFL.com the other day. It was posted on NFL.com and also posted on our site, ClevelandBrowns.com. He says, the most underrated Brown in my lifetime, in A.T. Frizee's lifetime, is Brian Brennan. I like that pick. Brennan was a consideration for this list, a serious one for mine. And again, you can only do that was the assignment by NFL.com, a top five. Had it been a top 10, he's easily there. He was a serious consideration for top five. A guy, I think, who went about his job well, consistently got open, caught the ball well, reliable receiver for the Browns. And just, in my mind, I just made, from a receiving standpoint, the guy that I felt had the stronger case was Gary Collins, because he's just the guy that was more, in my mind, more Hall of Fame worthy. And this one is at by Tim Graham. I know that name. He's a writer in Buffalo. He's from Cleveland, though, but a longtime friend. He's written in Florida. He's covered, I think he worked for the Palm Beach Post, did some work for ESPN, was an AFC East blogger, now works for the Buffalo News. And known him a long time. He says, excuse me, Dino Hall for the underrated list. Yeah, Dino Hall is a good one, Tim. That's another name. What is he? He's the little engine that definitely could. So Dino Hall would have been. I can't say that he was high on my list of considerations as high as, say, a Brian Brennan was. But yeah, I had him up there, too. Okay, in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from Bill Polian, former NFL executive, six-time NFL executive of the year. Got to listen to this guy. It's when he speaks, you got to listen. On a Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Victor Rucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold. Get educated. Let Open, Honest, and Fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
That's right. It's a Motown Friday, and Vic Carucci is with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, unite. Reserve your seats now for three Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan, including the home opener against the Dolphins or division rivals Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or please call 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Bill Polian is a former NFL club executive and a current analyst for ESPN and for Sirius XM NFL Radio. And Bill, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. Want to get to this time of year, Bill. It's an awkward time, I think, is maybe the best way to put it, where you've got about 6 weeks or so between now and the time camps open, and players are kind of on their own, and teams get kind of nervous, or especially coaches and people who did what you did, running that front office, getting a little maybe uneasy about players having a lot of free time on their hands.
You're right. Uneasy would be a charitable word. You are nervous as can be, and you hope every night when you go to bed that the phone doesn't ring early in the morning, because you don't want to hear that one of your players is in trouble, a la what is happening to Mr. Hernandez in New England. Very often, even though this is vacation time, players can get themselves in situations where, you know, things happen that they wish wouldn't have happened. And many times you can have, because of altercations or things like that, serious injuries that occur. So it's not a time that that general managers and head coaches feel real sanguine about. It's vacation time, and it's badly needed by all of the people who work in the league.
Right.
But it's still a very worrisome time for the people that make decisions, because things do happen.
Yeah, Bill. What can I mean, other than hope and pray and keep fingers and toes crossed? I know that's really not a plan, and I'm not sure that you can have a true plan about this. But is there some admonitions? Is there some ways to communicate to players before they're sort of set free from that last bit of off-season activity, organized off-season activity, that they're left with these thoughts? And for the most part, do you feel that that registers? I mean, I guess we can agree that it registers with the majority of players.
Yeah, Vic, you know, first of all, the majority of players are great guys, and they're law-abiding, and they take care of themselves, and they do everything right. You know, the amounts that get in trouble are minuscule when you think about the 1,600 players that are actually on active rosters in the league. The problem is that all it takes is one to upset the apple cart, at least publicly. And I can assure you, I don't think I've ever been with a head coach who hasn't preached virtually every day of OTAs, stay out of trouble. Make sure you're associating with the right people. Stay in shape. Don't put yourself in positions where you can get yourself in trouble. Tony Dungy had Tony Dungy's famous rules, one of which was nothing good happens after 1 o'clock in the morning. There were actually 5 rules that he preached virtually every day. We had a situation where we had OTAs, Memorial Day weekend. The players had off. Boom, a player goes to a concert. The night that Tony finished up his meeting at about 4 that afternoon, about behaving yourself and staying out of trouble and not violating Dungy's rules. 2 o'clock in the morning, altercation, bingo. Now, that's one out of 90, but it makes headlines, and it's difficult. So it's a small minority that gets in trouble, but unfortunately, everyone in the league is kind of tarred with that brush, and there isn't really, in the long run, much you can do about it.
Yeah, and guys who will get in trouble can get in trouble even when they're under the watchful eye, so to speak, of teams, in season. I mean, things happen then, too. So yeah. It's not really something that's exclusive to that 6-week or 1 month period or so. But nonetheless, you I'm sure feel better as a GM, as a coach, when you know guys are regularly showing up to the facility, and at least that's part of their routine.
Yes, it is. That's a deterrent. When you have to show up at 8 o'clock in the morning for strength and conditioning, that's a deterrent to staying out late and getting into trouble. Secondly, when the guys are around the facility, they are around people in the town that they work in that know them. They're a phone call away from help if you need a driver, for example, from the club. You know, the security man or whoever's in charge of that is just a phone call and probably 10 or 15 minutes away. So you can avoid the kinds of situations that can lead to trouble. When you're back in your hometown, when you're back in your college town, when you're at a resort on vacation where you don't know anyone and all everybody knows about you is that you're an NFL player, that's where situations sometimes occur that would not have if they were in their hometowns. I was always a proponent, especially with the rookies, of keeping them here during this period of time. Extend the strength and conditioning program for rookies and injured players and what have you so that they – and they're the ones that most often get into trouble, the younger ones. The older guys, if they're by and large good guys, they get it figured out quickly enough.
Right.
But we don't have that luxury anymore with the collective bargaining agreement, so everybody is giving out all the admonitions they can give out, including sending texts and you know, staying in touch by email and what have you,
right,
with admonitions. But I've been around long enough to know that between now and July 26th, we'll have some people get into trouble, unfortunately.
Yeah. Bill Polian joins us, former NFL executive with the Buffalo Bills, the Indianapolis Colts, the Carolina Panthers. And he is an analyst for SiriusXM NFL Radio and for ESPN. And he's joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. Bill, the Browns, unfortunately, no stranger to player getting into a situation, and that would be Josh Gordon facing a 2-game suspension now for violating the league's substance policy. So he's going to miss the first 2 games. And the real shame here is that overall you've got what looks like a very talented football player athletically. We could see that last year. But more so this offseason, he really looked like physically and mentally seemed to be putting a lot together and offered that promise. And then, boom, now you find that you have this guy only for 14 games now.
Yeah. First of all, a player makes the greatest jump in his career between his first and second years in pro football because they become men physically. They become professional players. They're not boys anymore. They've made the jump to the world of work and the world of professional football, and the whole thing comes together. So that's the biggest jump, and I'm not at all surprised that he was in a position where he was performing quite well during OTAs. He's a very talented player, but the reason he's suspended is because he had difficulties in college. He would not have had a suspension if there were not some previous transgressions. And this is something he's going to have to shake, or it's going to negatively affect his career. Tony Dungy used to have a great saying. He said the most important ability is availability, and that includes injury and, most of all, disciplinary suspensions. You don't want that. So he's got to get his act together. That's the bottom line.
And as you look at the rest of the receiving corps, they bring in a Devon Best from Miami, a veteran, pretty reliable guy. You've got Greg Little entering year three of his career, and you've got Travis Benjamin coming around in year two with all the speed that he has. Overall, Bill, and if you throw Jordan Cameron, the athletic tight end, into the mix, can you see the Browns, A, weathering this for a couple of games, but in general, once Gordon's back in the mix, seeing improvement in this pass-catching group?
Well, Cameron and Devon Best, to me, are the guys that have to lead this parade, because with a young quarterback, the most important guy he has is the tight end and the slot receiver. Because those are guys that can get open on easy throws that aren't hard for him to make, throws that are checkdowns that are usually open, where there's a high percentage where he can increase both his ability to complete the pass, but his confidence as well. And so Best is a consummate professional. He knows how to get open. He catches the ball very well. Cameron has become what a lot of us thought he would become, including Mike Holmgren. So those two guys are critical. Little the jury is out on in terms of being a complete receiver. And as you just said with the other young man from Baylor, we got to find out whether or not he's gonna truly become a professional. But the bottom line is that the pickup of Devon Best was great, because it gives them a reliable guy that they can count on, and that helps the quarterback immeasurably. And what you want to do with a young quarterback is help him with the receiving corps.
Right.
Give him people that he can count on.
And David Nelson's another guy, Bill, and he's coming back from that ACL, but you know what he did for Buffalo and what a big target he is. 6'5", real athletic, rangy player, and a bright player. And if he's healthy, can you see him making an impact?
Yeah, I think so. He's got talent, that's for sure, and he has a track record of doing it in the past. Health is always something you worry about, but the bottom line is, there's enough talent there if they all put it together. Now they have to put it together. That's the critical part. But as I say, with Bess and the tight end, you got two real pros there that at least you start out with guys you can rely on.
You've seen coaches do this working with quarterbacks. Brandon Whedon worked with Brad Childress last year, of course, Pat Shurmur as well. He's got North Turner with him now. Different offense, and of course, I'm sure different teaching, coaching points that he's going to get. But can you see a quarterback assimilating all of that? How difficult is that? And that seems to me that'll be one of the, if not the biggest story to watch this summer.
Well, ordinarily, you would say it's difficult for a quarterback to have started out in one offense and then have to move to another. But in North Turner's case, he is so astute and he is so tuned in to developing quarterbacks that he'll do things that really help a young quarterback develop. So, I don't think he could have a better tutor than North Turner, both from the standpoint of being in tune with him and also being able to adjust what he does offensively as a coordinator to the talents that the quarterback has.
And then the last thing is that play calling rhythm too from North Turner. Because the offense, most of it's been installed. I know there's going to be a little more installation in training camp, but that too, I guess, would be something that you're asking your quarterback to get used to and grasp. Is that a big transition?
I think again that stuff that Norv is going to say, look, this is what our quarterback can do. This is the rhythm that best suits him. This is where he plays best. All of that Norv will recognize. I'm sure he recognizes it by now.
Right.
He'll recognize and be in a position where he's able to the quarterback in the best possible position to succeed. A lot has been made about the hiring of Norv, and I agree with everything that's been said. He's a linchpin to the whole deal because if your quarterback is the guy, you're gonna find out, and he will thrive under North.
Great. Bill, thank you so much for your time and insights, and we'll catch up with you again down the line.
Okay, Vic. Take care.
Yes, he is Bill Polian. He is a former NFL executive. He is a six-time winner of NFL Executive of the Year, a record a number of times, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
you spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Talon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
Here's another mortgage tip from Cash Call. Some lenders like to advertise lower than market rates because their salespeople know how to upsell you once you're on the phone. How do you spot this trick? First, by law, lenders must quote a rate and APR, and the bigger the gap between the rate and the APR, the more closing costs you pay. Even a 0.25% difference can mean thousands in costs. Second, some lenders will quote a super low rate, but not mention the term, hoping you'll think it's a 30-year rate, not the 10-year rate it actually is. At Cash Call, today's 30-year rate and APR is 3.875%. Simple, no closing costs and no nonsense, because our salespeople aren't that slick. So apply with Cash Call now at 877-860-CASH. And if you find a lower rate somewhere else, cancel with us at no cost or obligation. That's 877-860-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS Unique Identifier 38512.
The 2013 Really Big Show Open is sold out, and we'd like to thank you, the fans, for selling it out for the second consecutive year. You can still get on a waiting list by calling Coppertop at 330-225-6122. The Really Big Show would like to thank our sponsors for the 2013 Really Big Show Open. Thanks to Coppertop at Cherokee Hills, The Great Escape, Royal 10 Cigar, Acme Fresh Markets, Embroidery in Brooklyn, and Fleming's Prime Steakhouse for helping us raise money for the Greater Cleveland Peace Officers Memorial Society.
Hey Cleveland, get going to the Get-Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get-Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card, fill up with at least 10 gallons, and you're automatically entered to win. Go to Get-Go to play, now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms and restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Go to Twitter now to Gam Blue, who is reacting to my top five underrated Browns list. Again, that was posted on clevelandbrowns.com, also part of a series of overrated, underrated players that NFL.com is doing for the entire league. I contributed to the Browns top five underrated list. And Gamblu likes the fact that he says fine job. Well, thank you for that. And glad Frank Minifield made it in. He was on my list. He said my list would be a top 50. Well, Gamblu, you have to get an editor's gig at NFL.com if you want to change that, or your own site or somewhere else. But thank you for that. Yeah, I thought Minifield was pretty, you know, a good one. Put a lot of thought into him. And again, when you're looking at what he did, it was just overlooked, I think, to a great extent, because he's viewed as part of that great tandem with Hanford Dixon. At Browns UK Simon, Twitter, says, hey, Vic, how will the new aggressive 3-4-D help the Browns offense get better in training camp? Well, I think it's going to help a lot. I think this is one of the maybe underappreciated stories of the impact of this 3-4 defense. The fact that it is facing on a daily basis in practice the Browns offense, or the fact that the Browns offense has to deal with this. And George Warhop was on our show last week talking about the offensive line coach, talking about the challenges that the line faces, Alex Mack in particular, calling those making those line calls, right, the adjustments and so forth, and what he sees in front of him, which is multiple fronts, a lot of variations, and just having to be so sharp mentally to handle that. And by the way, Alex Mack is. I mean, that's exactly his thing. But I think it pushes everybody to be sharper mentally, especially the quarterback too. I mean, Brandon Whedon, the other quarterbacks, they have to kind of recognize what is true and false in what they're seeing. And the idea is to give a lot of phony looks that are actually something else, disguised coverages and so forth. This is a big part of this scheme, and the pre-snap movement and, you know, the illusion of one thing and it's really something else. Dubby the One from Twitter. So this was in response to a column I wrote on clevelandbrowns.com that was posted yesterday or last night on Trent Richardson. And I in response to a listener, reader, who talked about Richardson having to have this burden of high expectation because of his career. He mostly talked about his career at Alabama, but obviously mentions that he was the third overall pick of the draft, but said this was a potential Heisman Trophy winner. This was part of a national champion. This was a guy who's done all these things in Alabama. And if he doesn't have more than 1,000 yards, is he basically considered an underachiever? And I wrote, he's going to face that, yes. That 950 yards as he got last year, despite his injuries, doesn't matter. He's going to be expected to do much more. He overcame a lot to get where he was, but he's going to need to do more. He's going to need to be a 1,000-plus yard guy. And the perception, this is perception. This is winning the perception battle, and it's a very difficult battle for anyone to win, and especially an NFL player who carries this much of the cachet with him because of what he did in college, where he was picked. That's a high pick for a running back. And when you consider an Alfred Morris, Redskins, sixth rounder, and was right up there as the second leading rusher in the National Football League in total yards. I mean, that's the problem with being picked that high, is that if you're not in that category, if he's not up there in Adrian Peterson territory, with rushing total yards, he's seen as falling short and he's seen as underachieving, and he's going to face that. So Dubby the One adds here, better vision and not fighting off three defenders for an extra 2 feet of gain will help his game. Yeah, it probably will. I mean, he's inclined to be that kind of player. He is going to battle for those extra yards. There's no doubt. That's part of his DNA, isn't it? I mean, that's just what he does, because he's the explosive, not the tallest guy, but the thicker, stronger guy. Lawrence from Facebook says, Josh Gordon has proved he's immature beyond to be afforded the opportunity to play professional football as a second-round compensatory pick with a contract. He's shown some talent, but he's a true liability. Well, Lawrence, I'm not going to try to sit here and convince you that you don't have a reason to say what you said or that you're overreacting, because it's that ball is in Brandon is in Josh Gordon's. That ball from Brandon Whedon, I guess, has got to be in Josh Gordon's hands, and that's the only way he's going to really show you that he is worthy of something other than trouble right now, because that is going to be a label he carries. He's got to dig himself out of a serious hole here, a serious hole here. He's not only put himself in bad stead with you as a fan, with a lot of other fans. You know, teammates gotta certainly give him that wary look, but especially the people that are coaching him now, that are running this football team, the Joe Banners, the Mike Lombardis, the people that are the builders of a team, and they would love nothing better than to have a talented player be part of this build, and they recognize what his talent is, but they also recognized what his problems were coming out of college, the risk that was involved. Would this group have made him a second-round supplemental pick? I don't think so. In fact, I'm positive they wouldn't have. But that was something previous folks who ran the Browns decided was a good idea. And that was in the face of a lot of critics who said second round is really high to go for this guy. But I saw the talent, and I was impressed with the talent, just the raw talent that he showed last year while he was not in best football shape. While he did not know what he was doing primarily out there. And you saw how great this could be if it all comes together. And this offseason, it was all coming together for him. But this is a guy who, and you heard my conversation with Bill Polian, who falls into that category of guys that can't avoid trouble, and trouble finds them, they find it, whatever. And that's the issue right now with Josh Gordon is, you know, can he, his immaturity, all those things are he's got to live down, and it won't be easy for him. And I am probably as nervous as anybody that this won't be the last of the problems he's in. I'm hopeful that something, a lesson's been learned here, but who could say with any confidence, right? A young guy who maybe just doesn't get it yet. We'll see if he gets it now, but it's going to be tough. All right, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with one of the Browns quarterbacks, Brian Hoyer. Our own Jameer Howerton will be sitting down with him. That is next on a Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When it's cold outside.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and matched breaded boneless wings, crispy day-long shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Try Panera's new Pesto Sacchettini Pasta. It's a unique person-shaped noodle stuffed with 6 cheeses, then paired with a flavorful basil pesto and topped with fontina cheese. Perfect for summer. It's pasta made the Panera way. Panera Bread. Live consciously. Eat deliciously.
Did you know that Cleveland airfares are 22% higher than those in Pittsburgh? Announcing lower fares for Northeast Ohio, Pittsburgh International Airport just got a little closer. FlyPittsburgh.com. Click Save. Fly.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Happy Football Friday. Happy Motown Friday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to catch up with one of the Browns' three quarterbacks. He is Brian Hoyer, a Cleveland guy, brought aboard to be part of the competition with Jason Campbell and Brandon Wheaton. And Jameer gets his thoughts on all things, including the fact that this young man grew up a Browns fan. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Brian, well, it's good to see you in the building, working out. How's everything been coming along?
It's great. You know, like we just were talking about, it's just good to be home. You know, this is home for me, and I don't have to travel and go back and forth to another home base. So for me, it's allowed me to come in the building, get familiar, obviously, with the building, the surroundings, some of the rookies that have been here, and just stay on track and get ready for training camp.
With the short amount of time you had with the playbook, how do you think you progressed through the OTAs and the off-season mini camps?
I think each day got a little bit better. You know, for me, it's something that's totally new, and I was just trying to play catch-up and asked a lot of questions, had a lot of great people here helping me out, coaches, players, things like that. And so now it's just kind of time to sit back and let it digest, keep going over it in your mind. But to me, I think the ultimate key was for me to get in here and actually get to practice and get on the field and then, you know, watch your own film and obviously watch others too and learn from them. But there's one thing I think for me it's always been the best way to learn is to, you know, see it in the room, come out, do it on the field, and then go and review it. And then once you've kind of done it once, it's kind of in your mind on how that play should be run or what the progression is. So I got a ton of reps. I got a lot of the extra reps with those rookies, and that really helped me get caught up, I think.
Going through that process, what would you say was your biggest adjustment?
Just the terminology. For me, I come from systems that were a lot different from this system. Not the plays, but how you call the plays. So a lot of times, you know, I'd call the play and I'd get up to the line and then I'd have to rethink in my head, okay, what did I just say in the huddle? And it got a lot better towards the end. And mini camp, I felt like I finished with a really good week and just take that momentum into training camp.
Working with your new offensive coordinator, North Turner, what's that been like?
It's been awesome. For me, I'm a fan of the game. I'm a student of the game. So to be around a guy who has that wealth of knowledge on the offensive side of the ball has been really fun and neat. And to see how he wants to attack the defense has been awesome. And like I said, I'm just trying to catch up and get up to speed and, you know, take that into training camp. So, you know, going over it constantly, even when you got the downtime, just so you can get it in your head and translate it and then, you know, make it become a second language.
I had a chance to talk to members of the wide receivers unit, and they love the way, exactly what you said, you attack the defense. From your perspective, what do you like most about this offense?
Well, I think we got there's a lot of playmakers in this offense. And for me, being from the area, you always kind of follow your hometown team. So I've watched these guys the past couple of years, and it's a talented bunch. And I think, you know, they're giving guys the opportunity to make plays. And, you know, I saw that when I was out here just for the few short weeks I was here was, you know, I threw more deep passes in those few weeks than I remember in any other mini camp. So it's fun. It's fun for those guys. You know, receivers, sometimes they can get a little bored and, you know, when they're running those deep routes, but when you throw them the ball, it makes them happy. And I think when everyone knows they have a chance to get the ball, everyone's out there competing hard, and that's what you look for.
Browns fans, we're joined by quarterback Brian Hoyer here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brian, you mentioned that you're a hometown boy. Let's talk about that. What are some of your fondest memories growing up watching the Browns?
I had a lot of good memories. Unfortunately, the one that sticks out of my mind is when they left. You know, I was at the last game and just remember being crying, sad, kind of scared because they're ripping bleachers out and things like that. But I was a diehard Browns fan. I had all the jerseys, Eric Metcalf, Bernie Kosar, Webster Slaughter. So it's really a dream come true because as a kid, you always dream of playing professional sports, and in that dream, you always dream of playing for your hometown team. So it's really kind of cool, and I think it'll really kind of settle when I get out there and play in that first preseason game, put the uniform on, and get out there and play in the home stadium.
What's it been like for you walking around town and just feeling the energy from the Browns fans?
Well, I've known my whole life that this is one of the best fan bases, not only in this area, but, you know, you have Browns backers clubs everywhere. It's almost, it's crazy because it is a smaller town, a smaller market, but our fans are, you know, I was one of those fans. I am one of those fans. So I know how fans are, and they're die hard, and they're with the team, you know, win or lose, and they've always been that way. They've never been fair weather fans. They stick with their team. So I'm excited to be a part of that now as a player as opposed to being just a fan.
As a young kid growing up, coming here to Berea, watching the practices, and now you're going to be a part of that. Yeah. It's going to be exciting come training camp time.
Yeah, it is. And the biggest thing for me is you got to kind of separate that and realize this is your job now. This is your work. And for me, this will be my fifth training camp in the NFL. I know the daily grind. I know the last thing you're thinking about is anything other than football. You know, your mind's occupied with that 24/7, but it'll be cool just to now be on the field as opposed to being behind the ropes over there.
And with it being your fifth year, what have you learned over the years that you've been able to bring with you here?
I think you just learn things over the year about the life of the NFL, how to take care of your body, how to prepare mentally, how to, you know, focus on what's, you know, coming up ahead. You know, you have a day, you learn it, you put it in the memory bank, you move on. You can't harbor on things, you got to keep moving on. Yeah, it's training camp's a grind. I mean, it's a lot harder. I mean, it's a lot easier now than it was my first couple of years because of the new CBA, but it's still, you know, strenuous on your mind, I think more so than your body. And, you know, going through it for 4 years and now this being my fifth, I think you realize how to handle it and kind of take it all in stride.
And lastly, Brian, what are some of the goals that you set for yourself for training camp?
Just to improve every day. I think for me, coming in, you know, a little bit late and, you know, I got to play catch up. I'm trying to always, you know, learn something. Like I said, learn something, keep it stored, move on. There's a lot to learn. So I think that's my biggest goal is to get up to speed with the rest of the guys. Obviously, there's always physical things you can work on, mechanics, footwork. Some of the drops here are different than I've done. So it's something that I always got to keep in the back of my mind is to remember, you know, the correct drops to take and things like that. So that's always the thing. And then I think, for, you know, the biggest thing is just contribute in any way. Do whatever's asked of me. That's always been the philosophy I've been in from high school, college, pros, and whatever's asked of me, you know, do to the best of my ability and just do my job.
Well, Brian, thanks for your time and good luck to you moving forward.
Thanks for having me.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you so much, Jameer. Thank you, Brian Hoyer, for that conversation. We're going to get to more of your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Motown Friday edition. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
A boy's born in hot time, Mississippi.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment.
And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. For now.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for
it. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's the same.
Or it's one,
two,
three strikes, you're out of the old ball game.
The Indians take on the Twins on Saturday, June 22nd. The first 10,000 fans will receive an Indians flag courtesy of Pepsi. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's when I invented trinoculars. After a day on the boat, seems like the only thing I'm not good at, fishing. So I head to Bonefish Grill to get the freshest catches. My server appears with tropic heat martinis for me and my crew. Each sip of pineapple and jalapeno turns our day at sea into an epic tale told. My first mate dives into shrimp and scallop saucy, tender seafood sautéed with fresh lime and tomato. It's perfect for the season, just like my boating pants. Finally, I feast on the wood-grilled grouper, delectably fresh from the Gulf Coast. And served with mango salsa, it's even better than being called El Capitan. Well, almost.
For a limited time only, feast on all your favorites at Bonefish Grill. Our summer fresh catch has succulent lobster tail, shrimp, and scallops, two sides and a salad, all for $19.90.
If only summer lasted all year. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, everybody, what an amazing summer it's going to be for the Indians and the Browns, and you got to be a part of it all. How? With Mark Klang and Amazing Tickets. Think about this. The Tribe with home series against Kansas City, Minnesota, Detroit, and Toronto before the All-Star break. You got to get your best seats at Progressive Field. Do it with Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800 or online at AmazingTickets.com. The Browns, they open up here at home with the Miami Dolphins. Make sure you're there at First Energy Stadium. It's got to be Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800 and at BrownsTickets.com.
All right, let's go back to questions and comments that you've submitted to various places that you can submit them to for us. Steve, email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. He says, "Hi, Vic. Long enjoyed your work. Thank you, Steve. A couple of questions. All right, why is so little mention about Alex Mack? Do you think he's progressing or regressing? Who do you think will be the odd man out at the running back position?" Two good ones, Steve. I think the only reason you haven't heard more about Alex Mack during the offseason is that the offensive line as a whole just doesn't get a lot of discussion in non-contact workouts. And I think he's a kind of a given that he's good, that he's more than good. He's one of the best centers in the league. And I think this team recognizes that. I think the new people in charge, I keep saying that term, that's not getting so new anymore. Joe Banner's been in here, been in place for a good portion, but this really is his first, obviously, off season at the helm of the Browns. And my sense is that he thinks a great deal of Mac, as does the rest of the Browns' decision-making body, the coaching staff for sure. They like the guy, and what's not to like? And I mentioned earlier about facing the 3-4 defense each day, and he's done an excellent job of keeping the line organized and the right calls versus the complexities of this defense, the multiple fronts that he sees, and just doesn't make too many false judgments in terms of what he's looking at. So he's progressing. I think he's definitely going to be a better player. This could very well be his best season, I think, in 2013. Because of that exceptionally high level of challenge that he gets in practice every day, and because he's evolving as a player. He's a focused guy, looks in great shape. Again, you can't tell, and this is why you don't hear a lot about linemen. You just can't tell a ton about them in off-season workouts. Odd man out at running back. Wow. I would have to say I think Montario Hardesty's got a shot to stick, as does Chris Obanaya. I think then it becomes, maybe a Brandon Jackson, because I think Deion Lewis is here to stay. It's sort of like when you look at Deion Lewis, say, side by side with Montario Hardesty, that's the one where you see two explosive players, but Lewis's edge as a pass catcher and Lewis's presence as kind of a veteran guy. He's really, for the Browns, I think the way this Browns hierarchy looks at him is he is the Devon Bess of the running back group. Because I think they have great expectation that Bess makes the impact at receiver as a slot guy, experienced guy, knows what he's doing guy, and that Lewis could have that same savvy, and, you know, he's a smaller player, as Bess is at receiver, but effective at what he does. So, yeah, I think it could be hard. It could be a push for Jackson. And then with Obanaya, you know, I don't sense that they want to part ways with him. And then it's also up to how they deal with the fullback spot, because you got to have somebody who can block, and that's not Hardesty, it's not Lewis, so it's Obanaya or Jackson to go along with your, you know, to complement your blocking role, and that's where I think. It's going to be a very, very tough Owen Marisic's going to have a very tough push to make this roster, because he's got to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he could be the fullback they want him to be. And I don't know that they see that in him, you know, and they certainly couldn't see anything in the offseason in that regard. Rick from Facebook talking about Greg Little. He says, did you see the second half of last season? This is sort of in response to criticism of Little's play. So he references the second half of last season. Little caught everything thrown his way, excited to see him progress. And Rick, he is progressing. You're right about that, based on what we've seen in the offseason. But jury's still out. I mean, I won't go so far as to say it's settled with him. And you've heard the observations. We've had Bill Polian talk about it today. And I will trust him as well as anybody on personnel evaluation. I know he's studied the tapes of all these players from college through the early years of the pros, and he's not gushing. I mean, he says it more in a hopeful tone for the Browns' sake about Little, but I think he definitely sees something there. Just we'll see whether or not it can make that step, and it's got to be focus, consistency, catching the football, and the other thing is the response to the whole Josh Gordon suspension. How he reacts to that is everything. Because more than anyone, I want to see how he steps up. I want to see how he responds. I want to see if it really matters to him to understand what this suspension has done to that receiving core and how much more slack someone in that core has got to step up. If you see Devon Bess do well, that's an expectation. That's a veteran. That's a pro. That's a guy who understands what being a pro is. Does Greg Little understand what it means to be a pro? And I don't know that yet, because I've got to see it from the beginning and through the middle and through the end of the season. I think the guy's put in legitimate work to get himself in top shape. I think he was a serious-minded player for the most part last year, but I've got to see a lot more from him. And again, the definition of maturity there is just that, is a guy who will catch everything thrown his way, who will put in the extra work to improve his hands, will focus on his route running, all those things. Tyler from Twitter says, why the heck hasn't the NFL expanded to Canada and Mexico before talking about expansion to Europe? How has this not been brought up? Well, it's been brought up, Tyler. The talk, of course, is, yeah, will there be a team that the next team overseas, or the first team overseas, will be a team in London and or internationally? And you mentioned Canada and Mexico, obviously, as bordering countries, and the NFL has played preseason games and regular season games in Canada, and same in Mexico. But the sense is that London and Europe is the more developed or underdeveloped market, that there's more to capitalize on there, right? Because it's global versus where in Canada and Mexico you have fans already taking in NFL games on a steady basis. You do in Europe too, but this would, you know, drive it more directly. All right, we want to thank Drew Davidson and Drew Boatner and Sal Lafata. I want to thank Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows. Got to thank Jameer Howerton and Brian Hoyer, and, of course, Bill Polian. And I want to thank my producer tonight, Matt Fontana. Cleveland Sports Night is next. I'll talk to you after I get back from vacation. How's that? Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.